Welcome back to the Shiur in Likutei Siches. We will be learning volume 14, Chelek Yud Dalet, the second Siche for Pashas Vayelech. It is the Rashi's Siche, but a very short Rashi. So we'll just discuss it orally. The context of the Rashi is the Pasuk, where Moshe Rabbeinu is instructing the Levim and telling them that they should take the Sefer HaTorah, the now completed the scroll of Torah, and put it alongside the Holy Ark in the Mishkan. And it should remain there always as a testament for Bnei Yisrael. Now the word that the Pasuk uses to describe Moshe Rabbeinu's instruction to the children of Levi is zoch lokoyach, lokoyach, to take the Sefer Torah and place it alongside the Oroi. Now, lokoyach is not the normal way of giving a command. If it were a straightforward command, it would be kach, or kehu in the plural. Take the Sefer Torah, etc. Lo koyach is to take. And that's an unusual form of a verb. We'll talk about that in a minute. Much of the sticha is centered on the grammar of the verb form lo koyach, so we'll introduce it. Before we go into that, a bit of background. Rashi said earlier in Pashas Kisavoy, when Moshe Rabbeinu was talking to the people and saying that Hashem did not give them eyes to see and ears to hear and a knowing heart until this day, when Moshe Rabbeinu is giving his final speech. What is it that happened that day that Moshe Rabbeinu saw that they do have a knowing heart and seeing eyes and listening ears? So Rashi brings there that when Moshe Rabbeinu instructed the Levim to take the Sefer Torah, the rest of Klal Yisrael gathered and said, Moshe, our teacher Moshe, you're giving the Torah to the control of the children of Levi? Next thing you'll know, they will claim that the Torah is theirs, it's for them. So Moshe Rabbeinu was very pleased. He was very pleased to see that they're so eager and they so desirous of the Torah. And he said, now I see that you have a knowing heart, an understanding heart, and you want to be close and connected to Hashem. But that's why the Pasuk said, until this day I didn't see it, now I see it. But this was the same instruction that he gave now to Bnei Levi to take that Sefer Torah and place it alongside the Oroin, presumably after allaying the fears of Bnei Yisrael that the children of Levi, the tribe of Levi, would not claim ownership over the Torah. Okay, that's the background. Now, let's understand a little bit about the verb form of lokoyach. First, the Rashi. Rashi said lokoyach is kemoi, like we find elsewhere in Tanakh, zochoir, which has to do with remembering. And there are two places in Chumash Mois where it says Zochor. One, where Moshe Rabbeinu tells the people the day they left Mitzrayim, Zochor es hayoyim hazeh, remember this day when you left Mitzrayim. And he doesn't say Zochor as a command, remember, but Zochor. Likewise, in the Aseres Hadibris in Pashas Yisro, he says, Zochoir es Yoim HaShabbos, to remember the Shabbos day. And in the Aseres Hadibris, in Pashas Boaz Chanon, it says, Shomoir es Yoim HaShabbos. It doesn't say, Shmoir, guard the Shabbos day as a command, but Shomoir is to guard. And likewise, Holoich, to go. What is the significance of this form? In English, it would be called an infinitive verb. A normal verb gives an indication of who's doing it. He went, and it also gives an indication of of time. Went, will go, going, presently going. So there's an indication of person, especially in Lashon HaKodesh. It's always attached to the verb. You'll find who is it that is doing the action. I go, you go. There's a different kind of different suffix to the verb or prefix to the verb, which tells us who's doing the action. And there's also time, a time mark, time indication. The infinitive is baseline verb, baseline action, with no indication of who and when. It's just about the action of the verb. So, to do is about doing. If you tell someone do, that's a command. If you tell someone to do, if you're telling him about doing, it's a kind of detached, abstract form of the verb. So here too, Zochoir is about remembering, Shomoir is about guarding, and Holoich is about going. In our Pasuk, Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Levim about taking the Sefer Torah. But not a direct command. That's the Rashi. That's the meaning of the verb form, which in Lashon HaKodesh, that form is called the Mokoyin, the source form of a verb. Now let's look at this here. After quoting the Rashi, the Rebbe brings that there are certain Meforshim who explain that what Rashi is out to do here is to tell us that it's not an instruction, a command, but it's a present tense. Oloich taking, which means that it has to be all the time. And likewise, Zochoir, remembering the Shabbos, means remembering all the time, all through the week. Pay attention to remember that Shabbos is coming. And pay attention every day to remember your exodus from Mitzrayim, because we're supposed to remember it daily. So likewise over here, it's a constant ongoing thing that they must be cognizant, the Levim must be cognizant of the need to take the Sefer Torah and place it alongside the Luchas, in or beside, there's an argument, alongside the Luchas, in or alongside the Oroin. That's a present tense. That's what the Meforshim explained. In other words, they want to say, why does the Pasuk use this unusual verb form? Because it wants to indicate that it's an ongoing action. And to describe ongoing action, you use the present tense, because it's always now, it's always happening. That's the Meforshim. But the Rebbe said it's difficult to learn that way, because If so, then Rashi missed the main point in his words. He doesn't say that there has to be an ongoing action. And in this case, the ongoing action is that the Sefer Torah will always be there as a testament to Bnei Yisrael. Rashi doesn't say any of that. At least that the Rebbe Rashi should have added the word that it's losho in hoive, it's in the present tense, which means it's always in the present tense, it's ongoing. But it doesn't say that either, that it's losho in hoive, the present tense. Third of all, according to the way the Meforshim learn, it's difficult to understand why the order of the proofs that Rashi brings, Zochoir, Shomoir, Holoich, why is it in that order? If it's about ongoing action in the present tense, then the Holoich should come before the Zochoir and the Shomoir, because we already find in Parshat Noach, when the water after the flood is receding, the water is progressively receded until the 10th month. So it's an ongoing action by the water of going down, down, down. So the Pasuk says, Holoich v'chostoir. They went ongoing and they diminished. But the word holoich is in Parshat Noach, in the beginning of Bereishis. The Zohar and the Shomoyer are in Beshalach, remembering Yitzias, boy, remembering Yitzias Mitzrayim, and in Yisroi, the Aseret HaDibros. Shomoyer is in Devorim Parshat Voschanon. So why does Rashi put the Holoch, which is written first in Chumash, before the Zohar and the Shomer, according to the way Meforshim understand Rashi? We'll see later that according to the way the Rebbe understands it, it makes sense. He couldn't bring that Holoch from the story of the flood. Fourth of all, generally, it doesn't make sense to say that the taking the Sefer Torah is an ongoing action because the Torah is supposed to be always as a testament for Bnei Yisrael by standing alongside the Luchos. That's ongoing, that it stands regularly alongside the Luchos as a testament to Bnei Yisrael. But taking the Sefer Torah, it's not ongoing. You're not always taking the Sefer Torah. So why use the present tense? On the basis of all these questions, Rebbe learned Rashi differently. Rashi is not out to explain why the Pasuk tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu instructed them with lo koyach instead of kach or kuchu. It's not in this tense, in the present tense, but he wants to indicate that lakoyach is not about an action at all. It's not a command to do an action, but it's an expression which denotes the idea of taking, which in the language of the Hebrew grammarians is called the mokoir form of the verb, the infinitive form of the verb, as explained before. But the meaning here is that they should take the Sefer Torah. Now, where do we find the word lokoyach, that form used in this way? The Rashi brings Rayis from Dokhoir, Shomoir, Holoich, where they too are the form of the infinitive, but nevertheless, they indicate an instruction that someone should do something. Now we understand why Rashi brings the proof from Holoi last. If we're talking about a verb form of the infinitive serving as an instruction, we cannot bring the proof text, the proof text from Parshat Noach, where it talks about the waters receding after the flood. The waters weren't instructed to do anything. It's just describing an event that they went Horech v'chosa progressively lower. What is the source? In Nach, in Nevi'im, we find the idea of Holoich, of the going, and the Rebbe brings two instances out of quite a number. Holoich v'dibarto in the book of Shmuel, go and stay too. And likewise, in Yirmiyah, where Hashem says to the Novi, Yirmiyah, and we read it in the Haftorah of the second day of Rosh Hashanah. And we mention it in the Broch of Zechroinis, in the Mustaf of Rosh Hashanah. Holoich v'karosa b'ozne Yerushalayim le'moir, go and call out in the ears, in earshot of Yerushalayim, as follows. Koyom Hashem. So said Hashem, v'charti lo chesed nurayich, avas kludois toyich, I remember for you, to your credit, the love and the kindness of your youth when you first became a nation, when you came out of Mitzrayim. What was the love and the kindness? Lechtech achray b'midbor, that you followed me, says Hashem, into the desert, be'eretz lo izrua, into an unplanted, barren land. I remember that chesed and kindness. So what is Yirmiyah told? Holoich v'karosto, go and call out. But it doesn't say lech v'karosto. It is an instruction, but it doesn't say lech, which would be a direct command. It says holoich, to go. The infinitive. Yet, it indicates an instruction. That's a good proof of the word lokoyach. But since it comes after the Zohar and the Shomer of Pashat Boy and Yisroyim and Boaz Chanon, so Rashi brings that last. It's from Nevi'im. Okay, so now we know what Rashi is out to explain, that it is an infinitive form of a verb which is sometimes used to instruct. But the Rebbe, why does Rashi need all three of these proofs? And why does Rashi not explain this idea of an infinitive serving as an instruction in the earlier psukim, where it says Zohar in Shomer? And if he didn't need explanation there, why does he suddenly need explanation here when it says Lokoyach? So the Rebbe explains, in a sense, the mokoy, the infinitive, is the opposite of instruction, of a command, because it's an abstraction. It's about remembering, going, doing, as opposed to a command, which means that it's got to happen. It's a practical instruction about doing something. The infinitive, the abstraction, is not at all about practical doing. Therefore, in Pshuto Shel Mikra, when it says the verb in the form of a mokar, an infinitive, to whatever extent we are able to, we try to explain it in this simple sense, and not in the sense of an instruction, because the idea of an instruction is practical action, and the idea of a mokad, an infinitive, is abstraction. Now, in the word zohar, to remember someone to guard in the previous parishes, as we learned earlier in Boi and in Yisroi and in Boaz Chanon, even though they're stead in the form of a mokoyer, but since they cannot be understood in any other way except as an instruction, as understood from the context, they're part of the Aseres HaDibros. Therefore, Rashi doesn't need to say that they serve as an instruction. It's understood from the context, despite the unusual form. But in our pasuk, lo koyach ha-sefer ha-toyra zeh, about taking the sefer Torah, b'nei Levi taking the sefer Torah, there would be room to understand that the word lo koyach means about taking, and it's not an instruction. And we could understand the pasuk as saying that when taking the Sefer Torah, now comes the command, V'stamte Moise, you shall place it alongside the Aroin Bris Hashem, the covenant of Hashem's Oren, the Oren of Hashem's covenant. So the instruction is in V'stamte, but Lokoyak is about taking that. If and when you take the Sefer Torah, then what should you do? Put it alongside the Ori. Why would it make sense to learn that way even more? Because the Rashi said earlier in Parshas Kisdobre, as I quoted in the introduction, that the people were complaining about the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu put the Levim in charge of the Torah. They were worried that the Bnei Levi, the Levim, would claim it for themselves. Therefore, it would make sense that Moshe Rabbeinu is not going to say it as a direct command, you Bnei Levi, take the Sefer Torah, which is an even greater indication of their control. He says it when taking the Sefer Torah in order to placate Bnei Yisroel. If you ask, if it's not an instruction, take the Sefer Torah, but when you take it, so where's the Sefer Torah in the meantime? That's not a question, says the Rebbe. Because where's it been till now? All these years in the desert. Where's the Sefer Torah? We find the Sefer Torah already mentioned in the story of the battle with Amalek, where Hashem tells Moshe to tell Yeshua to inscribe the story of this battle in the Sefer Torah, Ba'Sefer, and that's 40 years ago, 2-3 weeks after leaving Mitzrayim. There's already a statement. So where's it been for 40 years? Wherever it's been, it'll continue to be there until it's taken and placed alongside the Ori. So it's understood why Rashi needs here, specifically here, to tell us that this is a verb form in the sense of an instruction, because it would have been possible to learn otherwise. Now, why all three proofs? It is very, very precise. Each one of these proofs would not have been sufficient. Two out of the three have a common denominator, which would not have taught us about the other kind or about our pasuk. And therefore, you need all three proofs in order to establish that lo koyach is the infinitive form indicating an instruction. What's wrong with each of these proofs individually or two together? Remembering, even though it's an instruction, remember, but there's no action, there's no concrete physical action, and therefore it lends itself to a more abstract form of the verb, the infinitive, even when it's meant as an instruction. So that wouldn't be enough to teach us about taking the Sefer Torah, which is the practical action. It wouldn't teach us that the word lakoyach is a practical instruction. But Rashi brings another proof. Shomer, guard. Guard what? Guard the Shabbos. Guard the Shabbos. What does guard the Shabbos mean? Guard it so that it not be desecrated. How would it be desecrated? By doing melacha on Shabbos. The word guard always indicates that you're doing something to prevent something else from happening. You guard a house in order that thieves shouldn't get in. You guard a palace lest it become be seen as an ordinary place. No, it mustn't be seen as an ordinary place, like the guarding of the Beit HaMikdash, so that it shouldn't appear neglected. So you're always guarding against. Therefore, guarding is again not about concrete action. It's about avoiding some possible unwanted occurrence. So again, it lends itself to this form of the infinitive verb. Therefore, Rashi brings a third proof from Holoch Vikoros. Go and say or tell or call out. There it's a practical action, going. And nevertheless, the Postik uses the form Holoich instead of Leich, like Lech Lecha. Lech Lech, the same word, except Lech is attached to the next word. So it's Lech and not Lech. But in any case, Leich would be the direct command. Holoich is an instruction to go. But it's an instruction about practical action, going, that does serve as a good proof for Lakoyach. So why not bring just the proof from Holoich? Why do we need the first two, Zochoyed and Shomoyed? Because the idea of going could also be understood not as going, but like you say, go do, go stay, go get it. So we're not talking about the going get it, but it's an internal going. Bestir yourself, make yourself to do it. Since again, it could be understood as a non-concrete, practical, physical action. Again, it lends itself to the infinitive form. So Rashi doesn't suffice with bringing the proof from the word Holoich. He also brings from Zocher and Shomoyer, which are not some kind of internal bestirring, but it's an instruction, remember and guard. Why not bring two out of the three? Says the Rebbe, Zochoir and Shomoir, remember and guard, are both non-concrete actions. They are sort of spiritual actions in the mind and in preventing something from happening. Zochoir and Holoich, remember and go, which the going could be understood as an internal make ready, make yourself ready to, again, could be understood as spiritual, internal actions, so they lend themselves to the infinitive form of the word. But Shomer at least relates to some possible physical action. They're both in the form of preparation. It's not about the action itself. Either going in the sense of making oneself ready to do something else, and guarding is in order that something else shouldn't be done. And that's the advantage of the word zocher, which is not a preparation, but you're talking about the action itself of remembering, albeit a spiritual action, but it's about an action. each one of these proofs has an advantage over the others. So Rashi brings all three. That is about the Pshuto Shel Mikra. From here, the Rebbe goes down to talk about the idea, a grammatical, technical rule as it applies in the spiritual plane. What is an infinitive verb in the spiritual plane? Said the Rebbe, we learned before that the Hebrew grammarians call this form of the verb the makor, the source verb. What is the source in a person? It's the person internally in his nefesh, in his soul, before he gets differentiated into different activities, seeing and going and doing and all sorts of different koiches ha-nefesh. The source is the nefesh itself as it is, beyond being fragmented, broken down into these activities. It's the power of will. It's the power of the soul as it is, beyond the koiches, beyond the individual abilities. And that's where it connects with Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Vayelech is often many years. It is read in Aseres Yemei Tshuva and Shabbos Tshuva. Now, what's the connection to Tshuva and Shabbos Tshuva? The connection to Aseres Yemei Tshuva is because the Gemara says on the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Dirshu Hashem v'himotzoi, ra'u b'yoistoi koroi. Search Hashem when he is to be found. Call him when he's near. But the Gemara Rosh Hashanah asks that the Pasuk said earlier in Parshat Vayetzchanon, Omi goy godel asher lo yalekim kroivim elov, who is a great nation like you, Bnei Yisrael, who had the God close to him, Kashem Elekeinu Lakashem, our God, Bechol Koreinu Elo, whenever we called him. So the Pasuk is saying that Hashem is close to us whenever we called him. But why is the Navi Yeshaya saying called to Hashem when he's available? When he's close, he's always close. The Gemara enters like Kasha. There's no contradiction. When Moshe Rabbeinu was talking, he was talking to the collective, to all of Klal Yisrael. Indeed, when all of Klal Yisrael turned to Hashem as the collective, Hashem is always near. He's always close to their supplication, to listen to their cry. But biyochid, for an individual, he needs to address his request to Hashem when Hashem is near to listen to his call. When is that, the Gemara? In the 10 days of tshuva between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. At the Gemara. Now, the Alter Rebbe understand this Gemara as follows. In the days of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, when the Gemara says, Kan be Yochid, that the 10 days of Tshuva are a time for the Yochid, that means it's a time when in every Yid is revealed the Yechido Shebenefesh, the deepest, highest of the five grades of the soul, levels of the soul, the Yechida, the one which is one with Hashem, at the core of the Neshama. That's what it means, Kan B'Yochid. During Aseres Yemei Tshuva, that's the level that's revealed. What is that relative to the other levels of the soul and the qualities and powers of the soul? It is their source. So Lekoyach in Parshas Vayelech relates to the source, and that's why the verb that's used is the source form of verb, the Mokoyer. But the source form is used as an instruction to do something, to take. What does it mean when the source form of verb is used as an instruction to do something practically? It means that one must take that inner power of the soul, the yechida, and bring it into practical expression in simple deeds, thoughts, words, in all that he lived, all the ways that a person lives and acts, he should bring into them that yechida shebenefesh. Rabbi goes on to explain the three individual proofs that Rashi brings, Zocher, Shomer, Holoich, and he shows how the three of them indicate all three ranks of soul powers. They are generally divided into Chabad, mental faculties, Chagat, emotional faculties, and the practical expressions of those faculties, which are in a person's levushim, the garments of the soul, thought, speech, action. Rebbe brings from elsewhere, I'm not going to go into the details, Zochoir, remembering, relates to Chabad. Shomoir, guarding, relates to the midis, the emotional faculties, Chagas. And Holoich, which is an expression of walking about the feet, relates to the lowest level, the levushim, the garments of the soul. So taken together, that means that the Mokoir is Kemoi Holoich, Kemoi Zokoir, Shomoir Holoich. The Mokoir of the soul should be expressed like the regularly functioning koiches ha-nefesh, the soul powers, are expressed in everyday life. Now, what's all this got to do with taking the Sefer Torah? So the Rebbe explains, and this is an even more subtle, a more subtle explanation. The tshuva of Aseret Yemei Tshuva, especially of Shabbos tshuva, is tshuva ilo'o, not so much repentance for sins and extricating oneself from the path of sin, but returning the neshome to its source within Hashem. In fact, the word Shabbos itself has spelled the same, it has the same letters and spells the word toshev, return. So that's the higher grade of tshuva, tshuva ilo'o. How does one connect one's soul to Hashem? Says the Zohar, through Torah. So the allusion to taking the core of one's soul, the yechida, and applying it to one thought, speech, action, is in the word Lekoyach, which is said in reference to the Sefer Torah, because it's that Sefer Torah which takes one's yechida and brings it into one's life, into the individual facets of one's life. In that way, said the Rebbe, a person becomes, as the final proof is, Holoich. He becomes a mahalach, a goer. And that's the avoid of a person in this physical world, whereas in the spiritual world, we're very holy, but we're frozen in place. We can't really advance to a totally different level. Whatever our level is, that's what it is. In this world, we're able to make sweeping changes to advance to a level incomparable to what we were. So that's how we become a holoich, through the Torah, and thereby Hashem also says, V'hiz talachti, I will walk among you. And he concludes there in the Pasuk about walking amongst us, he concludes with a bracha that I will lead you upright to your land with the Geula Shleima.